Windows of the Mind by Frank Brennan.
A fine wine. Extraordinary. Quite extraordinary. Daniel Appleby did not often use such words to describe the wines he tasted. The other man in the room was waiting to see if he liked this one or not. His future depended on what Daniel Appleby said. If he liked the wine, it would be bought by one of the biggest supermarkets around. It would be sold everywhere. The man who owned the vineyard looked on nervously. His vineyard was small, but it was one of the oldest in the Bordeaux region of France. If he sold his wine, the business that had been in his family for over 200 years would be saved. Daniel Appleby held the glass to his nose and smelled the wine again. He lifted the glass up to the light from the window to see its color better. He was the chief wine taster for Happy Mart supermarkets. If he liked a wine, then everybody bought it. If he didn't like a wine, nobody did. His word was like the judgment of God. "You say you have been making this wine for the last 200 years?" he asked the other man. Monsieur Colbert, a proud-looking man of over 70 years of age, whose hair was still as black as it had been when he was 20.
"I am old, but I am not that old, sir," Monsieur Colbert said with a little smile. "But my family has been making this wine since the time of Napoleon Bonaparte, if I may say so."